Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4. CBS brought to you by Geico. Great news. You can save a bunch of money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. All I do is make people money. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Tonight, another double cover. I had the Bears to win outright and getting three with the boom, boom, shagalaga, boom, boom, shagalaga, boom, boom. Roll the dice. Let's make some money, son. All my picks for Pain Day Sunday are posted and ranked. College Saturday, championship conference games, all posted and ranked. Nobody hits more college and pro football than me. Nobody hits more college basketball than me. My NBA is ridiculous. Last night, 16-4 in the NBA betting. Sorry I got those four games wrong out of 20. Oh, God. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife. Or just watch all the rest of us make a bunch of money. You can just sit around and watch us make money, and then we'll be the ones with the hot chicks. Anyway, Carver High, you got a new ILC podcast out. What's the deal?
Yes, new one this morning.
There you go. Go to at Aisle Seat Podcast or on iTunes and wherever you can find good podcasts.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Do you got any events coming up, Carver High? Any bars or tailgates?
January 4th, going to be out at Suffolk County at a place called the Tap and Barrel on a Saturday night, January 4th. And then February 15th at the Offside Tavern in New York City.
That's on 14th Street.
It is.
So there you go. The 4th and 15th?
January 4th, February 15th.
Oh, January 4th and February 15th. All right, there you go. Anything else that we got going on? Anybody? Anybody? No? We're good? All right. Don't forget, the podcast comes out after this show and tomorrow on Twitter and Facebook. Very exciting. And then you can check out the show if we're ever preempted. You don't hear me. We're on Ask Alexa, SiriusXM app, Channel 206, and on the CBS Sports app and radio.com. One other bit of bad news. I will not be here tomorrow or Monday. Bad news for you, good news for me. Carver High, can we go over? I know it's not important to the listeners, but let's go over the schedule again. Next week, I'm here Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. When are you here?
Monday and Tuesday.
So you're here Monday, Tuesday?
Yep.
And not here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Correct.
So I'm not here Monday and Friday?
Correct.
All right. And then the following week, I'm here Monday and Tuesday. That's the week before Christmas.
Correct.
So from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I'm not here. And then, I don't know, how does it go after that? Like, I'm not here from the 18th to the 31st.
Correct.
There you go. Mafia, what about you? Mafia's here every day, and you're also hosting a show.
Yeah, most of Christmas night, filling in for Bill Ryder at 6 to 10 Eastern time, so, 3 to 7 West. So I'm here the next 2 weeks, so you guys are off, you know, your days. I'm here all 5 days the next 2 weeks.
So, but you're hosting for Bill Ryder on Christmas night at 6 Eastern.
Yeah, when you try to avoid your family, you don't want to sit there and dinner. You got to go out to the garage, pretend you're doing something else, smoke a few bowls, tune in.
There you go. Perfect plan, because Christmas is good only in the morning, and then once you eat the meal, and then after that, you go back and revert to not liking your family.
Right, once you have to deal with the cousins and the grandparents and aunts and uncles, just sneak away.
There you go. And listen to Mafia. It'll be on Christmas night. All right, 855-212-4227. I'm going to take your calls. One thing I wanted to say before I do that, your boy Kanye West, did you see this story about him? That he's? I was the one telling you, Mavi, that he had hooked up with Joel Osteen, right?
Yeah, we were talking about it last night on the way home.
So I didn't even know, like, because I knew he had done that in Houston. He had gone to his Lakewood church and and had a concert there and packed that place. But then again, Joel Osteen packs that place like nobody's business, 20,000 every single time he speaks. So the bottom line is, I guess that place is, I guess, 40,000 plus. Because now what they're saying, and it was an incredible event, this concert he did. I guess Kanye West has gotten very religious. And he's now doing, it appears he's going to do America's Night of Hope with Joel Osteen at Yankee Stadium. And that's going to be 55,000 people sold out for that event. And then I guess, I don't know exactly, it's May 2nd, 2020 at Yankee Stadium. Kanye West is going to do another concert with Joel Osteen. He'll perform, I guess Joel will do a sermon, and then Kanye and his choir will do their thing with the music. It's a double play. They're going to have both of them. He just did it in Houston a couple of weeks ago. The place was packed. They loved him. They went crazy for him. And then he spoke about, you know, God and his life and everything else. And now he's doing it again at Yankee Stadium. Believe me, you, Joel Osteen packs wherever he goes. I mean, gigantic crowds and makes a fortune doing it, right? Can you imagine when they pass the bucket around at that event, how much money he makes? But it's all about the religion. Remember that. It's not about the money. The money goes to good causes, his pockets. I actually think Joel Osteen's pretty good at what he does, without a doubt. I think he's great. I've watched him. I think he's an incredibly talented guy, for sure. No doubt. And he's got a big thing going down there in Houston. There's no one that can argue with that. All right. But I'm not a I've never really been a what do they call him? Jeezy? Does he think he's Jesus, actually, this guy? The one Kanye West? Didn't you tell me that, Mafia?
Yeah, he pretty much does.
I'm not a fan, so I've never really listened to him ever. So I told you I've been on a hip-hop phase, and I love all hip-hop. In fact, I've been watching this show on Netflix, Hip-Hop Euphoria or something like this. It's all about the history of hip-hop. It's pretty good. It's like a series. It's really good. I watched the first couple episodes. It was all about, like, the East Coast, West Coast wars and Tupac, Biggie, all that. Snoop Dogg, Dre, Suge, all that. Death Row against Puffy and Bad Boy. And it's all really good. I like it. But I've never really been a Kanye West fan. But, you know, maybe someday I will be. Who knows? There you go. Phil in Boise. Yo, Phil, that would pretty much be your cue, buddy.
I am here.
There you go. You're
long
on the air.
Cowboy fan.
All right.
Since 1966.
Wow. There you go. I was 1 year old.
I was 6 years old.
All right. You got me.
And I've been through all the bad times when they were 1-16. I took a lot of heat.
Right.
From all my coworkers. But this is about the worst defensive play I've seen in years. Offense has been off and on.
I mean, they're terrible. Does that save a lot of time? That was like too much intermittent, like, spacing there. It was like little spacing going on with the conversation.
I mean, put the bong down for a couple seconds. It's just, you know, give the whole sentence. honestly.
Listen, great job, dude. I know you've loved him since 66. And the freight train's moving. Jesse in California. We're on a freight train here, bro. Can't have the whole stalling thing going on. And that was, I was getting an evaluation from the other room. When Mafia and Carver High are giving you the whip, it's time to go. Go ahead, Jess.
I'm just a lifetime Cowboy fan, but I'm fed up. I had to disagree with what you said earlier about Jerry Jones being able to brag because he's got all the trophies. Smartest thing he ever did was hire Jimmy Johnson. Dumbest thing he ever did is let him go. That's why he has those three trophies. It's because it was Jimmy's team. I'm fed up. I want Jones to fire himself, fire his son as a GM.
Yeah, good luck.
Does.
Good luck with that, Jesse. Good luck. That'll be a hell of a freeze over before that happens.
His son isn't the GM.
And let me
he's
tell you,
the GM.
Let me tell you something here. All right, so the other thing you're talking about. So he's giving no credit at all to Jones for anything, okay? That's what that guy was doing. Now, Jones hired and made that team into a $5, $6 billion team. Did he not? Has he not turned that into the biggest business? He built that stadium for you, didn't he? So, look, what hasn't that guy done for Cowboy fans? Now, you're telling me that Jimmy Johnson deserves all the credit? Jimmy Johnson did a hell of a job. There's no doubt about it. But in my view, those players, Aikman, Emmett, and Irvin and company were the reason that they won all those Super Bowls. And Jerry Jones paid all of them tons of money and put that team together. And they, as an organization, drafted those players, got those players, made it happen. And it was a combined business effort by everyone involved. Coaching, ownership, front office, everything about it was a dynasty that they built. And you're telling me that he had nothing to do with that? Just stop. Just stop yourself. You sound like an idiot. Todd in the Bay Area.
For real, Scott, how you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm good, brother.
And I know you know me, man.
What's happening?
You about 30 years ago going, Raiders, where you at?
Yeah, look, now they're leaving. Now they're leaving there.
I know they're leaving us, man. I've been a fan since 95, but it is what it is. But I'm throwing a name out real quick. Scott Peterson from the University of Washington. Great imagination. Got all those weapons with Dallas. He just doesn't like college no more. What do you think, bro?
Oh, you mean the guy that just quit at Washington is going to get the job? Chris Peterson?
What do you think, man?
Yeah, this guy, he needs to go to a day spa or something. Any guy that quits in the middle of everything and says, I need to recharge, what is he, a car?
Let's go even a step further than that, okay, in terms of Chris Peterson being right. The next Cowboy coach. All right, he has no NFL experience whatsoever. Now, Jerry could hire a college coach. I'm not saying that he wouldn't, but if he's going to hire a college coach, he is going
Lincoln Riley.
He's going big. He's going big name, splashy headline. Chris Peterson is not big. Listen, great college coach.
Right.
Boise, Washington, the whole deal. He does not grab the headline and the attention
right.
that Jerry Jones desires, or the shiny new toy like Lincoln Riley is in Oklahoma.
Right.
That is where Jerry Jones goes
think,
if he's going
are you
college.
Surprised at all that that guy seriously is playing the burned out card? Burned out from
look,
what?
I don't know.
Burned out from winning?
Who knows? You know he's going to coach again.
Right, but
they all
get
coach
so
again.
Sick and tired of the burned out or the I miss my family routine. No one cares about their family when they're in sports, pro sports or college. Don't let them lie to you. Just stop. They all say the same thing. I miss my family so much. I work 24 hours a day, though. So, yeah, that's all they care about is what their job. That's it. That's all there is. They're lying to you. And recharge, like an electric car or like a phone? I don't get it. I should recharge. Am I not here every night of the year? Like what? Mafia, how many shows have you seen me miss in 15 years that you've been with me?
Maybe two.
Yeah. When what? You had to carry me home one night because I had like Rhea?
Yeah, the flu the one night, yeah, and you actually came in. And
I still did the show. You had to drive me home. I almost died. What is recharge? I don't understand. What are you, a battery? I just don't understand. Go see a shrink. Go on vacation. Go to the Swiss Alps. Go get a hooker. What is it like? Recharge. You're a piker is what you are. You quitter. I have nothing against the guy. I just wanted to say those things because I'm a horrible human being. 855-212-4CBS. Get you on the bench. Keep calling the show. I'm not here Friday or Monday. You'll miss me.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So the NFL Network is saying that Urban Meyer is on the top of the Cowboys' wish list. And Lincoln Riley. Mafia, do you think Urban Meyer would come off of his TV fetish? Because he wasn't, everybody thought he was going to USC. He's not going to USC. Do you think he would take the Cowboys' job?
Maybe. I mean, maybe the whole reason that, you know, he didn't go to USC, obviously they didn't fire Helton, but I'm sure they had back channel discussions with Meyer before they decided whether or not they're going to keep Helton. If they could have gotten Meyer, I'm sure they would have fired Helton. So maybe he just figures, you know what, I've done just about everything I could do in college. You know, I've won championships. I've gone to story programs that made them just, you know, badass. Why not go to the pros? We don't have to deal with all the BS, all the NCAA rules, all the worrying about what guys are doing off the field. Maybe that's for him the next challenge to finish his career, is to go to the NFL and see if he could do it there like Pete Carroll did. And there's no better place to do it than, you know, the Dallas Cowboys.
What do you think, Carver High? Do you think the NFL Network says Urban Meyer's on the top of their wish list? That people have already replaced Jason Garrett.
I believe it when I see it. I mean, that's the that goes with what I was just saying before. That's headline.
That's splashy.
Flashy name. That's splashy. You get Urban Meyer in there. Hasn't done the NFL. But, all right, maybe that's what he's, you know, something that he's waiting for.
Coach Zeke at Ohio State, too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know how deep that goes, that just one player, but I'm sure he likes the, you know, guy. And
he probably, and he likes money, too. We know that,
that
from
that's
every,
what he's after.
Everywhere else that he's been, whether that's it's Florida or Ohio State or, you know, the guy likes to get paid, and he will get paid handsomely to go and go in the NFL. But we've seen this before. Sometimes, you know, it usually doesn't work out. The college guy who's never done anything in the NFL going there, but
one of the things
that'll be exciting.
One of the things he was good at is, you know, a lot of the players end up murderers and stuff. He might end up fitting in great in the NFL with like some of the guys that have been in trouble and everything. He'd fit right in with some of the, you know, real felons.
You had a story in there tonight that Jim Harbaugh is the like the betting favorite to be the next Carolina coach.
Can you believe that?
I really can't believe that.
Obviously, he's 10-13 against top 25 teams, 6-13 against top 15, 2-11 against top 10, 0-5 against top 5 teams. But right now, he is the favorite. The only other coach with a connection to the college game is Urban Meyer, and the former Ohio State head coach who handed Harbaugh 4 of his losses in the big game. Coming in at 6-1, so I guess what that he's the favorite here. I'm looking for the odds here. Here we go. He's listed as the favorite at 3-1 to get the Carolina job. I don't think Jerry Jones would want Jim Harbaugh. He's not a winner.
Well, you know, in the NFL, he wasn't bad. Those couple years at San Francisco,
I thought he did good at Stanford and at the Niners, and then ever since he's been like having the flu. Honestly, he's literally the flu. He's bad luck. Get the flu shot before you get in bed with that guy. Honestly, he is a disaster.
I think he would only go back to the NFL in the absolute right situation. Has to have a good young quarterback. Has to have all that stuff.
Yeah, you're probably right. Mike in South Carolina.
Well, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Scott Farrell. Big game. One of the big games on Sunday. I was going to ask you. Can the Buffalo Bills keep it close and beat Baltimore Ravens?
I do believe they can. I think the Ravens are very tough to beat, very exciting, very talented. Lamar Jackson, I think he stands out so much on that team above everyone else, literally. Like, he's the, like, to me, literally, they have one superstar on the team. Is that right? Like, no one else even stands out at all. Who is it? Brown? Who is it that you get excited about? No one. They have one guy that does all the damage, and I believe that the Bills are going to have their day with him. I think they're going to give him a long, hard afternoon in Buffalo of getting hit. That team's no joke. Their defense is going to – if that guy wants to see how good his luck is running the ball, have fun running it in Buffalo against that team. That's going to be the game I want to watch. I'd love to see the Bills upset the Ravens, punch them right in the throat. I live for it. In fact, I may not even bathe on Sunday. I'm going to play basketball all morning, and I'm just going to sit and watch the Bills play the Ravens at dry sweat.
Little Olivia's birthday on Sunday.
Whoa.
So,
how about a birthday
maybe
present?
A little birthday present for
happy birthday to you,
Olivia.
Happy birthday to you.
And I, of course.
Happy birthday to Olivia. Happy birthday to you.
I was very strategic in how I planned when the family's coming
right,
over for Olivia's
right.
birthday. My parents, Nicole's parents. Right.
What time did you tell him to come by?
4 o'clock.
4:30.
4 o'clock. I said.
Show up 4 early for hors d'oeuvres. 4:30
is
start
time. If you want to come before 4, that's fine. I'll be downstairs.
Yeah.
If any, you know, my dad will come. You want to come down and have a beer? I'll have 2 or 3 TVs going. Right. We'll watch the games. But all your dinner and cake and all that stuff.
4:15,
4:30. Presents and all that, it happens after 4 o'clock.
Now I know the Bills are going to win. Brandon in Oregon.
Hey, what up, y'all? Yo, Carver, hi. I hope you have an awesome weekend, man, and I hope the Bills do win for you Sunday, and I hope your daughter's birthday is great.
You're the man, Brandon.
Oh, no, you guys are awesome, man. And Yeah, just real quick, I got two quick questions for you, and I'll get off. I was just wondering, Pharrell, can I take your Steelers to cover the 2.5 this weekend? And then also, I'm going to Jupiter, Florida this March, wash my socks, play some spring training ball. And I was just wondering if I could get the name of that massage parlor.
Yeah, listen, I'll give you this much. I'll give you this much. Do not drive in Jupiter, Florida with 2 or 3 beers in your belly. You will get popped as sure as I'm sitting here. Take Uber everywhere you go. The cops there are hanging out in trees. They're everywhere. Every athlete, every coach, anyone at all that's famous has been popped in Jupiter, Florida. They are out to get you. Whatever you do, party your ass off, but drive around in an Uber. There's the best tip of the day. And the Steelers, if they can't beat the Cardinals, then they shouldn't even play football, and they shouldn't even be considered for a wild card or a playoff spot, because the Cardinals suck. If the Steelers don't beat them, it's just fixed. Honestly, you have to beat bad teams in December. That's it. You wipe them off the map. If you got a bad, easy game, you got to win. That's it. I don't care who you are. The Eagles, the Cowboys tonight, they should have won. They didn't. But they're no better than the Bears, and the Bears proved it. Robert in Maryland.
All right, my usual Yingling barkeep, if I may.
I got you.
I appreciate that. A couple thoughts on the Cowboys. You know, one of the problems with them is the same as with the Browns. They're not really football teams. They're groups of overpaid, self-indulgent self-promoters who are more interested in hearing how good they are than playing how good they are. And on the you have a lot of good matchups this week, not the least of which is the Bills and the Ravens. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's a little bit of a trap game because the Bills are really flying under the radar. I know they're a good team, and I'm really looking forward to that. I know Carver is.
So. Yeah, I've talked so much about it. I don't have anything else to say. So the other thing you were talking about is the Browns players? Is that what he was talking about, that they're all
self-indulgent superstars?
Yeah, I get it. You know what? They suck, too. Why even talk about them? They're finished. Their season's over. Fat coach, done. He's toast, too. Sam in Los Angeles.
Hey, Scott, can I get a double shot on the rocks?
Double shot, rocks, J-Mo, Scott's rocks.
Hey, Scott, I just want to talk. I have two questions, or two statements.
Yeah.
I'm a massive Titans fan out here. Don't ask any questions how I end up a Titans fan in L.A. But
they're tough.
I mean, I'm loving the way we're playing ball these days. I'm loving the D-Train, Derrick Henry.
Right.
I want to know how far you think we can go with that. And second thing is, I was a diehard Laker fan until LeBron James came and trolled our Staples Center out here. Can't stand the dude. What do you think about that?
Why is that? Why do you hate LeBron James?
Because it's Kobe's house. We're Laker fans, and
dude, listen, here's a news flash for you, Sam. Kobe loves LeBron, so, like, get used to it. LeBron, you know, the next title you win will either be with LeBron or you're not winning one, okay? LeBron and AD are winning a title, or you're not seeing one for a while. That's your best chance. Kobe loves LeBron, and you know, vice versa. It's simple as that. That's the silliest thing I've ever heard. Who doesn't like that guy's game? You cannot like him as a person, that's fine. But his game is sickening. Even at his age, he is absolutely dominant and in full control mode of the Lakers. They're playing fantastic, kicking everybody's ass. I mean, they just absolutely shred everybody. They're the best team in the league. And the Titans, I think Henry's been unstoppable. That's why they're winning. I think Tannehill's been very good, and Henry's been even better. No one can stop Henry. That's why they're winning. And they're playing just enough solid defense to win games. That's the team I'm worried about with the Steelers. They're both 7-5, whatever it is. And the Steelers have the spot right now, but I'm scared to death of the Steelers and Duck Hodges, whatever the hell his name is. And I think Tannehill and Henry are way more dangerous than Hodges and Benny Snell, for Christ's sakes. But the Steelers have a better defense than the Titans, and that's all there is to it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So I went 9-3 in college hoop bets tonight. Last night, 40-14. Sorry if I do too many bets and hit too many winners for you. Sorry if I hit so many games and make you so much money. 9-3 tonight. Sorry if I got 9 out of those 12 bets right. Glad I could help pay for Christmas presents, Hanukkah. Anyway, all my picks are up for everything. Don't forget to go to the website. I won't be here Friday or Monday. I'll be here Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I'm in to do the show live. And just so you know, the games Saturday, conference championship games, a lot of them are double-digit odds. Virginia, Clemson, 28.5 Clemson. Ohio State, 15.5 to Wisconsin. Boise State, 13.5 to Hawaii. Memphis, 10.5 to Cincinnati. Baylor is getting 9.5 from Oklahoma. That's one that isn't. Utah, tomorrow night, 6.5 to Oregon. The App State game with Louisiana Lafayette is 6.5 App State land. And then Central Michigan land 6.5 to Miami. And Florida Atlantic FAU land 7.5 to UAB in all these championship games. Our boy Coach Leach, Mike Leach, extended through 2024. I'm happy for him and Pullman. New contract could be coming for James Franklin at Penn State. There were rumors about Florida State. That's not happening. They're still searching. Colorado State waxed Mike Bobo. The NBA's TV scene so far, TNT down 23%, ESPN down 20%, regionals down 13%. Awful NBA ratings. I love watching the NBA. The NBA's moving Warriors games off national television because they suck so much. Woman drops a sexual assault lawsuit against Luke Walton. Remember, he was accused of rape and everything else, allegedly. The dismissal of that case, and it was dismissed by the claimant. There you go. This woman used to work at Spectrum Sportsnet LA, the regional sports network in Los Angeles for the Lakers, filed the civil lawsuit against Walton in April. And there you go. That's over with. So that nightmare's over for him. The Blazers are picking up Carmelo Anthony's deal for the rest of the season, fully guaranteed. Nationals, Mark Lerner. The team can't afford Steven Strasburg and Anthony Rendon. I still feel like Rendon's going to the Texas Rangers. Angels acquired Dylan Bundy from the Orioles. The Angels buy their stadium and parking lot from the city of Anaheim. The stadium has been around forever. It's old, man. MLB and the PA in talks to create a treatment program, not punishment for opioid use after, of course, we saw Tyler Skaggs' death from overdose. Remember, it was opioids, right, and alcohol and whatever. That's no joke, no laughing matter. I think it's a good idea what they're doing to give players help instead of giving them nothing but trouble. It's a problem everywhere, so help people. Don't ruin their lives. Help them. It's the same thing we talked about with this guy, Pavlich, for the hockey. Help the guy. He got CTE, for Christ's sakes. Help him. Don't stick him in a mental hospital, for Christ's sakes. A bargain star, Nathan MacKinnon, said he'd take a pay cut, less money to help the Avalanche win, the home cooking. Like, he'd take a hometown discount. B-Hop, Bernard Hopkins, Juan Manuel Marquez, and Sugar Shane Mosley all elected to the International Boxing Hall of Fame. Hoops, Michigan and Kentucky to play the next 3 years, including a game in London next year. Arsenal falls to Brighton. And how about Arsenal? First time they've lost to Brighton ever at home. Ever. And then how about this one? First 9-game losing streak since 1977 for the Gunners. Newcastle takes 3 at Sheffield United. They win. MLS scheduled for 2020 opening weekend matchups announced. LAFC against Inter Miami highlights the slate. You got other games like DC United in Colorado, Montreal against New England, Houston and LA Galaxy, San Jose, Toronto, Dallas, Philly, Orlando and Real Salt Lake, Nashville and Atlanta, and Vancouver and Sporting Kansas City, among others. Eden Hazard injury update. The Madrid star will miss the El Clasico against Barcelona with a broken ankle. Ouch. Everton fires their manager, Marco Silva. Penguins. How about this one? The Permane brothers in Pittsburgh. Everybody knows from the stories about their great sandwiches, which are absolutely kick-ass. I've been there a million times. Grew up there. They've named a sandwich after Doc Emrick. The Doc Special. Stylin', you got to love that. Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen have the most combined rushing yards of any quarterback matchup ever. It's going to be a good one.
73% of Jackson's yards are on designed runs. 72% of Josh Allen's yards are on scrambles.
Wow. That's crazy. He just takes off running and not even planning it.
Correct.
That's impressive. Aaron Rodgers says these opportunities don't come along all the time. What, to date Danica Patrick? Oh, you mean to go to the playoffs. Devlin Hodges glad to be part of Duck Mania. They're running with that one. How about they'll get anything? A guy has a mustache and they make it an international incident. The Minshew guy, right? And then Duck Dynasty. That guy, I mean, he's gotten popular in 5 seconds. Kyler Murray disgusted by the blowout loss to the Rams. The end of his season has been disgusting. How's that for you? Derek Carr says it's time to get on track. Okay, then. Whatever you say. Adam Vinatieri's got a bad knee. His career is coming to a crashing halt. That's unfortunate after a brilliant career. Matt Stafford's back injury is healing. The Lions need healing. That season they've had. Fitzmagic said he's better now than he's ever been. I agree with that. Dalvin Cook limited, but Zimmer says he's going to play against the Lions. Von Miller says he has an MCL injury. That's not good in Denver. Andrew in D.C., you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, Pharrell?
What's up, brother?
Hey, I just want to say thank you for making me and all my boys lots of money.
Sweet.
I'm a newer listener, but I got them all into Pharrell on the bets, and we all cake up now, so thank you.
Cool, man.
And so I work in a restaurant and couldn't really watch a game much today, but every time I looked up, I would just see Jason Garrett's sad face on the TV, and it, as a Skins fan, man, does that make me happy.
Right. I got lucky tonight. I feel like, you know, betting on the Bears and them winning and covering, it could have gone either way. Obviously, it's a huge win for Chicago and devastating to the Cowboys. And I think the Redskins have actually played well the last couple of weeks. They've been running the ball great. And that game could be very interesting on Sunday because, obviously, no one respects them. What are they playing, Green Bay, right, or something like that? They've been playing great football all of a sudden with Haskins and pounding the ball. Let's see if they can do it against Green Bay. Most people say double. It's double digits there. I think it's 13. John in Maryland.
Hey, what's up, Pharrell?
Hey, dude.
Hey, man, not too much. Hey, it's a good night, man. It's always a good night when the Cowboys lose. Three straight losses, and I actually predicted them to go 9-7 before the season, and people called me a hater and stuff like that. But the next thing I wanted to ask was about Ruiz Joshua, too. I really think it's a 50-50 fight. I mean, I think Joshua's a better boxer, per se, but I think Ruiz is a tough matchup for AJ.
I think he's a big boy, no doubt, and I think that Joshua has to fight like it's the last fight of his life. I mean, he is literally, his career's on the line here. If he loses this fight, I keep telling you, he's finished. He'll never get another big fight. He'll fight bums the rest of his life. This is so important for him. He's got to win that fight. The other guy already had his miracle. The other guy, Ruiz, already had the greatest night of his life. Is he going to duplicate it? We'll see. I think the betting public's on Joshua because he didn't take it seriously. We'll see what happens. I got to be honest with you. It's in Saudi Arabia. I think that's a mistake. I don't know how many people are going to see that fight. I just think it's absolutely, you're going to see it on your phone, the results. That's what that's going to be. Brian in Boise.
Hey, what's up, Scott?
Hey, man.
Hey, I love the mention of the Primanti brothers because I don't know if you talked to me before, but I went to Pittsburgh last summer to watch baseball.
Right, I knew.
And anyway, so I know you guys don't like the Flyers, but they're playing pretty well, man.
Yeah, I don't care one way or the other about them, but I know they had a great November, and certainly they overtook the Islanders, but the Islanders grabbed that back, and then tonight, in honor of all that, they lost to the Coyotes. So there you go. And the Islanders won again. So the Flyers have cooled off a little bit, but they have been playing really good hockey. And we talked about it last night. Vigneault's done a good job with them in a short amount of time. They haven't won in so long in Philly. Let's face facts. Like, realistically won the Cups in 75. It's as bad as – I think they're the next in line from the Maple Leafs, as longest without a cup. That's crazy. Dovey in Washington Heights.
Yeah, hi, Pharrell. Big fan.
Hey, man. Here. What's happening? Get him a beer. I got you.
Yeah, hi, Pharrell. I'm a big Browns fan. I actually think that if they went out and they're playing the Bengals twice and the Ravens, who they beat earlier, and the Cardinals, they might have a chance of 9-7.
Yeah, you guys can't even win a game, but you got them winning every single game? I mean, honestly, bro, take a look at your team. Take a look at the reality of who they are.
And forget the fact of them not winning all the last four games. It's so many teams in front of them now that they would need to lose all of their games. So
yeah, it's not happening,
it's over.
Bro.
It's over.
It's not happening. So you keep thinking it is and feel good about yourself. I love you in the Heights. Mary Ellen, how you been in Virginia? Get her a Guinness.
Thank you.
What's happening?
That. Hey, I'm enjoying being a Redskin fan. I'm enjoying seeing Dallas fall flat on national TV. It's very enjoyable because the Redskins usually have that honor of doing that, and the Redskins have been playing some good ball.
They have. Who do you think the Nationals will – do you think they'll keep Strasburg? Because I think Rendon's gone.
I think he's gone, too. Got some bad reporting that Lerner, the owner, was saying that he didn't know if he could, if they would be able to keep either of them, which is not sounding good from the owner.
Well, I mean, look at the bright side. He said he couldn't keep both. He didn't say he couldn't keep either. Bottom line is this. They won the World Series. You know, drink beer, smoke a fatty.
Oh, I know. But you would think you don't want your team to disintegrate after they win the World Series. You want them to keep competing.
You got to remember another thing. No one wants to hear it, but they're old. Like, that was an old team. So if they bring back all them old guys, Howie Kendrick, I thought he was incredible. But duplicating it again, I don't know if I could see that. But, you know, having all these old guys around, you know what that sounds like to me is, like, the second go-around will be injury city. But, you know, stranger things have happened. Good hearing from you, Mary Ellen. I love you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year if I don't talk to you before then. All right, I'll see you guys on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week. I'll be live. Get the podcast after the show on Twitter and tomorrow and on Facebook. For Carver High and Mafia, I'm Pharrell. Good night, everybody.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.